This trip to Omaha is a bit different for Kavars Tears. Last time he had one at bat against LSU. This time he's crushing home run balls and crashing into the outfield wall to help get the balls to the title series. Now his ability to persevere from his redshirt freshman year to now being a starter for Vols, he says it's because he's been able to rely on the support from his family and his faith.
It means everything, you know. Without God and them, I wouldn't be where I'm am today.
So he's got God, so he's got everything he needs.
Right.
So that makes you comforted that he's got everything he needs to be successful, and that gives me a sense of relief and peace.
Good job! Yes, sir!
For Kavars to have that moment with his family, it required him to overcome adversity his first two seasons on Rocky Top.
When you step foot on campus, everybody's the dude.
The thing that helped me the most, I think, is my faith. Freshman year being redshirted, there's a lot of, you know, mental struggles. I just wanted to lean on him as much as I could. And, just kind of give all my worries to him and just go out and just do whatever I can.
We're not quitting. We're not doing this transfer stuff.
But the confidence in Kavars' potential was always there.
You know, here's an in-state kid. He's got the pop that you're looking for, you know, where he can take advantage of the way our field can play for a left-handed hitter. And we've talked about our team chemistry and camaraderie. That's very easy to do and throw it all under one blanket, but there's a lot of components to that, and he's a huge one.
Do what Q and the trainers and all them are telling you to do. Keep working hard. You have the tools.
The last time Tennessee made it to Omaha, the Vols dogpiled at Southern Miss. This time, the team dogpiled inside Lindsey Nelson. And the path taken to the dogpile started from a different location for Tears this go around.
You know, from going into the dogpile on the bench as to now running from the outfield, being out there. So it's definitely a different feeling that, you know, sometimes it brings out emotions I was trying to hide.
As parents, we just kept pushing them, and just, we know it's hard, but just keep going, and at the end, your reward will come.
Through the first three games of the College World Series, Tears has two home runs, six RBIs, a double and a triple, five putouts, and one dented center field wall.
For anyone out there, just remember, if you just keep working, don't let nobody tell you you can't do anything. So if you got it in your heart and you got God first, anything can happen.
A similar message Roderick gave his son after Tennessee punched their ticket to Omaha.
You have been inspiration to the others. You didn't quit, you kept fighting, you did what they asked.
That appreciation sunk in for Tears when he hugged his mom, Alicia, after defeating Evansville in game three.
When I grabbed him and I felt almost like a release, like he had been holding it in. And then when I grabbed him, you know, I just felt like a sense of relief, you know, kind of like, you know, I've done it. It's overwhelming, you know, because God is so good. And when you think about how good he can be, that's all you can do sometimes, just cry. So that's what I felt. I just felt, you know, overwhelming sense of gratefulness.
And I didn't even realize she was crying, I guess, because my eyes were all watered up and stuff. But it was phenomenal.
Now, Kavars and the Vols are two wins away from winning the program's first national championship. But the message remains the same.
Keep God first. Work hard for your teammates. And when you come off of that field after the 27th out, and if you give everything you had, nobody can ask for anything else. So just feel good about giving all you got for your team, for the university, for 27 outs, and whatever happens, happens.
Kavars and the Vols have a chance to do something Tennessee hasn't done before, and it all starts Saturday night here on Charles Schwab Field. This is the Field Pass. Thank you for watching. Please like and subscribe, and thank you so much for the support so far. It really has meant so much to me and Jimmy Himes, but we've got so much more coming up during our time here in Omaha, so please subscribe so you don't miss out. But I'll chat with you guys on Saturday.